All right. So there is a gentleman who has been sitting in the studio very patiently with us, listening to much of the program, and just waiting to have a conversation with us about the health situation in the country. He is our health minister, Dr. Erin Motsoaledi. And Dr. Motsoaledi, thank you very much for your patience this afternoon.
Can you correct that, Joanne? Not health minister.
Not health minister anymore. You see, I miss you in that portfolio, I think. You've taken over home affairs, forgive me.
Home affairs, okay.
Home affairs.
No problem. I'm sure the health minister is shocked where he is. They haven't told him of any changes.
Well, you know, no one takes me seriously anyway, so I'm sure he will overlook that. I must ask you, how are you enjoying that home affairs portfolio? Because you're a doctor by profession.
Yes, well, I'm learning, but remember that there have been three doctors in home affairs. I'm not the first one. Dr. Ngozana Dlamini Zuma was a medical doctor like me. Dr. Siyabonga Tshwele was a medical doctor like me. I'm the third one. So it's not happening for the first time.
The question is, do you as a doctor have what it takes to heal what is has been for a number of years a highly problematic, a highly diseased portfolio in many ways?
Well, I think it's about leadership in government, really. And that's why there's no particular qualification to head any particular government department except the very, very technical ones. So it's about leadership, and I think I've already learned a lot. I've seen exactly where changes need to be made, and we've already started.
All right. I want to ask you about those in just a moment, but I just recall something that one of your acting DGs had to say on the program a few months ago, that unlike other departments that are often dealing with one sector of the population, you deal with every person within our borders, and often even those overseas in particular situations that require your services. And so you service every single person who sets foot in South Africa. I mean, that must
or
be
who
quite
wants
a mammoth
to set
task.
Foot in
wants
South Africa.
To, yes. I mean, that's quite a mammoth task, isn't it?
It is. We serve every human being within our borders who is a citizen, from cradle to the grave.
Yes.
There are certain areas where you don't need to go to hospital, or there are certain people who maybe don't go to school yet, or are not going to school.
Right.
There are certain people who are unemployed, etc. But with Home Affairs, when you are born, you need a document from us. That's a birth certificate. When you turn 16, you need a document from us. That is an ID. When you get married, you need a document from us. That's a marriage certificate. Unfortunately, when you die, you still need a document from us. That's a death certificate.
Yeah.
When you want to visit another country, you need a document from us. That's a passport. You know, so you do need Home Affairs quite often. You can't open a bank account, you can't run your life, you can't get a social grant or any other grant for that matter without producing your ID, which you get from Home Affairs.
Right, right. Minister, I'm just asking, I mean, you've inherited a very broken portfolio. Had Malusi Gigaba in this portfolio before. He did quite a lot of damage at Home Affairs. How easy has it been for you to start fixing the damage that has been done to this portfolio over the last few years, and to the country by extension, as a result of having such an incompetent minister in there?
Well, look, I don't want to blame any one particular minister and point fingers.
You're a nice man.
And say so-and-so caused the damage.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. For instance, the problem of immigration, which is a big problem, and for which you are always blamed for porous borders, undocumented migrants, etc. I can't really point a finger and say and so did that. It's a country problem, because of our own rules and regulations, which we are now trying to work very hard to try and correct.
How are you dealing with this issue of porous borders, Minister?
Precisely.
Because this is a huge problem that has terrible knock-on effects.
Yes. Now, let me tell you why I can't blame any particular one person for it. You see, Joan, if you remember during apartheid, when there was a real, real fight against the apartheid state, what was happening at the borders? There was a huge electric fence between us and Mozambique, in which people were getting electrocuted when they were running away from the war between Renamo and Frelimo, and it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
There were soldiers there, all armed to stop freedom fighters who were South Africans from coming back home to fight the apartheid state. There were even farmers who were given farms there and armed, you know. And so it was really a fortress. Now, when we came in during our democracy, we said we are no longer at war with our neighbors. Most of these things were removed. But unfortunately, they were replaced with nothing. And I think that's where the weakness is.
Yes.
They were replaced with nothing, with the belief that, no, everybody will be, everything will be fair. Nobody will come here illegally. People won't smuggle goods. Now that was a mistake.
Absolutely.
So what we are doing is, can we correct that without bringing back apartheid? And we are correcting
can
that.
Can you do that, Minister?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
We are correcting that in the form of what is called the Border Management Authority, which has been in the making from 2013. Fortunately, just last week, we were on the last leg of that legislation because I appeared in front of the Portfolio Committee to give them amendments that were made on that bill by the NCOP. It's going in the next few days, as soon as government sits, Parliament, to the National Assembly, they'll pass it. But on our side, we're not waiting for that act to be passed. There's already a coordinator, there's already a team, there's already a plan, there's already preparation to establish a border management authority.
What will it mean from a practical point of view? I mean, who will be posted there? How many protectors, so to speak, will be at those borders?
Two things. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to understand the situation at the border. There are two areas at the border which you need to understand. Firstly is the port of entry. That means the gate through which people arrive into the country. But then there's a border line, meaning the perimeter line. That's the one which people always call a border. They forgot about the gates. So firstly, the Border Management Authority is going to correct the situation at the gate.
Yes.
At the gate of entry, or what is called port of entry, there are seven government entities belonging to different government departments with seven different command structures, seven different rules, seven different set of tools.
So you've got to coordinate all
applying of 58 acts of parliament. Mm. Yes, it's home affairs, it's health, it's agriculture, it's environment, it's the army, it's police, and it's SARS, customs. Now the Border Management Authority is going to bring them under one command structure to implement, you know, with same tools, same rules, same ethos. That's the first thing. Then the second one is the borderline, which is the way where people usually cross illegally. You are going to put border guards there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we are going to introduce in South Africa a third uniformed person. When I said the third uniformed person, you all know there's the army.
Right.
It has got uniformed people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's the police, including Metro Police, they are uniformed. The third uniformed person is going to be from Home Affairs. And that's going to be a border guard.
And this is going to be a person who's not corrupt, presumably, in order to be able to effect...
In the same way that we are hoping not all police are corrupt, not all soldiers are corrupt, in the same way we are hoping not all border guards will be corrupt.
But we accept that corruption
is... No, corruption is part of what usually happens in Home Affairs, and that's why we've got a special branch in Home Affairs, which deals with corruption, a DDG corruption, with a whole branch. So it's, unfortunately, it tempts. When a billionaire wants to come here skipping the laws, giving you 100,000 rand is nothing because of the money they are going to gain. When somebody wants to bring in illicit cigarettes worth billions, I mean millions, giving you a 50,000 rand, it's not a big deal. So you do need to fight corruption. You can't just believe that it will just disappear overnight. And we are charging people, by the way.
So you're charging people internally, Minister?
Of course.
Based on the fact that they've been found guilty
them,
of corruption.
We even work with the hawks. For instance, I'm going to come up with a story about somebody who is selling visas to an outside country. I'll bring it in the next two weeks or so. Because we've been on that case, we've brought in the hawks. Is about to reach finality.
All right.
And then we'll come and tell you what has been happening.
I'm looking forward to having you on the show when you're ready to do that. Minister, thank you for coming to speak to us today.
Thank you very much.
Hope it's a good sona with lots of positive action, not too much disruption.
We hope so.
Thank you for speaking to us. Minister Aaron Motsoaledi. He is the Minister of Home Affairs.